Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something pretty big happening in global football. It's about the Saudi Pro League, the SPL, and, well, it's more than just scores. Think money, power, and sustainability.
Absolutely. We're looking at a league that's undergone a massive, really seismic financial shift.
We've got some interesting sources lined up, and we really want to unpack whether this huge transformation is, you know, built to last.
It's fascinating. Since 2023, we're talking over $1.5 billion poured into the SPL. The scale, the speed.
Yeah.
It's quite something. It's reshaped things dramatically almost overnight.
$1.5 billion. Wow. That figure is just hard to grasp sometimes. And you really can't discuss this without mentioning the Ronaldo effect, right? Well,
definitely not. His arrival wasn't just a signing, it was a global event. It massively boosted eyeballs on the league, and crucially, it sent player salaries way up.
He was like a magnet, yeah. Signaled huge ambition.
Exactly. But that kind of explosive growth, it always brings up that critical question, doesn't it? And this is for you listening, too. Can this model, built on such huge initial spending, actually last? Is it sustainable? Or are we maybe seeing a strategic pivot happening right now?
That really is the million-dollar question. Or maybe the billion-dollar question here. Because it looks like the SPL itself is asking that. There was that big shift starting July 1st. New regulations announced by the Saudi Ministry of Sport. And this, I think, is where things get really interesting from an economic perspective.
Yes, absolutely. The key structural move is the Financial Oversight Committee. It used to report to the ministry. Now it operates under the SPL.
Under the league itself.
Okay. Right. It's not just a minor administrative change. It's fundamental. And the stated goal, let me quote this directly, is to raise the financial strength of the league and ensure sustainability.
Sustainability, there's that word again. So more autonomy, but focused on financial health. And our sources make this really striking comparison, saying it's explicitly meant to avoid the Chinese Super League collapse.
Mm-hmm. Can you remind us quickly why that comparison is so important?
Yeah, it's vital context. The Chinese Super League, or CSL, had a similar boom. You know, big money, big foreign stars. But it fell apart pretty quickly. Lack of financial controls, relying too heavily on buying talent, just unsustainable spending.
Right. So the SPL is basically saying, we've seen that movie, we don't want the same ending.
Precisely. They seem very aware of that potential pitfall.
Okay, so thinking about the future then, what does this pivot mean for you watching the league? Are we likely to see fewer of those massive headline-grabbing superstar signings? Is that the main takeaway?
Well, it's probably more nuanced, but yes, fewer of those huge signings seems quite likely. The strategy looks like it's shifting. Maybe less focus on just buying big names and more on, say, foundations.
Foundations like?
Like youth development, bringing through local Saudi talent, maybe elevating the stars they already have from the region. It's more about building from the inside, not just importing everything. Okay, that makes sense. Building versus just buying. So beyond the money side, what about perception? How does this look to the rest of the world, especially to critics who maybe pointed fingers at the initial spending spree? Could this make the SPL seem, I don't know, more serious, more respected?
That certainly seems to be the intention. It signals a commitment to long-term thinking, financial responsibility. That can definitely boost credibility. It helps shift the narrative from just being about deep pockets to being about, you know, strategic growth and stability.
So it changes how people see them.
Hopefully. For them. And that brings up a point for you, our listener. How does this shift change your view on the SPL's future? And what does it say about how other emerging leagues might approach things?
This has been really insightful. We've sort of tracked this journey from that initial huge splash, the Ronaldo effect and all that, to now this much more deliberate focus on financial discipline, on lasting power.
Yeah, it's a critical moment.
It feels like a pivot point, not just for the SPL, but maybe it holds lessons for the wider sports world too.
It really does. I think the big question, looking at the bigger picture, is can they pull it off? Can the SPL successfully balance that huge ambition we know they have with this newfound need for long-term financial health? And what lessons might other leagues facing similar rapid growth learn from this? Something to really chew on.